Giorgio, you are going to be part of the Conscious Life Expo in February in Los Angeles. I'm hosting a panel there on 2012. What's your take on that year?
Well, I mean, you know, to pretty much just take away the whole anticipation. I mean, you know, ladies and gentlemen, nothing will happen. Absolutely nothing. The biggest problem or that I foresee is that our massive hangovers that we'll have the following day. But it's, you know, 2012 to me is Y2K 2.0, to be honest with you, because, you know, this whole doom and gloom scenario that's going on right now is very disconcerting to me, because one big aspect of this of the discussion is currently left out, and it's disgusting in my opinion, because, you know, everyone is pining for this date that's approaching very fast, and ooh, you know, it's all horrible and the world will end and the apocalypse. You know, but the thing that nobody talks about is that right now, right this very minute, it's not 2011. Some have suggested, and this is not me talking, these are scholars, academics that, you know, do this stuff for a living, where they, you know, study calendars and things like this. And some of these scholars have suggested that we might be off by as much as 75 years.
John Hogue, one of our guests, said last night we're off by 13 years. So who knows, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, I mean, look, there's absolutely no question that the Mayan calendar, if you know, all of our time and chronologies would, you know, be, if they would sync up, that on the 12th of December, on 21st of December 2012, the Mayan calendar will end. Absolutely. There's no question about that. However, that's just not next year. And according to the Chilam Balam books, what's very interesting, which is the book of the Jaguar Priests of the Maya, what's also very interesting is that, you know, everyone only talks about 2012, but nobody asks, well, if the calendar ends in 2012, well, do we actually know when it began? And the answer is yes. It began in 3114 BC on the 11th of August, actually. And, you know, we would all have to agree that the Maya did not exist at the time. And so when you ask, well, what was so significant for them to begin the calendar at that particular date, according to the book of the Chilam, of the Jaguar Priest, the Chilam Balam book, it says in there that that was one of the times when the 9 and 13 gods, lowercase g, of course, descended from the sky. Basically, when the road to the stars descended to Earth, and when they gave us, or when they brought us culture and knowledge and things like this.
See, I think it could be some kind of celestial solar event. I keep saying that. Is that possible?
Absolutely. I mean, there is definitely something to be said about that. I mean, just a few months ago, some archaeologists at a Mayan site, they in fact discovered or deciphered some Mayan glyphs where the Mayans talked about the fact that a long time ago the earth was completely covered in water.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing that we're stumbling upon all these discoveries or these translations today where we think we know it all, yet, you know, our ancestors, they also know a lot of stuff.